This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Have you ever picked up a paperback from a secondhand bookstore or a library shelf and seen the words uncorrected proof, not for sale, on the cover? That's what the industry calls an advanced reader's copy, or ARC. It's an early draft of a book that publishers send out to reviewers, bloggers, and yes, radio stations, to attract media coverage. The thing is, ARCs don't disappear after being reviewed. One author recently kicked up some dust by complaining online about unedited versions of her work ending up in the wrong hands. The issue is getting so much attention that we thought we'd look behind the glossy covers of the publishing industry to find out what's going on. Jason Bogue is blogger and editor of the publishing website Gallycat, and he's our man on the inside in the publishing world. Jason, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Always fun to be here.
So help us understand the distinction between an advanced reader's copy and a review copy of a book.
Yeah, well, I have one here right now, actually. It says on the corner, it says advanced reading copy, not for sale, in pretty big black and white letters on the middle of the cover. The cover art actually looks exactly like the book will look like. I actually asked the author about this at one point, and she told me that they're going to be adding some color to it. So the picture is now black and white, but it'll have some color. So usually you'll see a little bit of change in between the covers. The big sticker saying not for resale, that's the biggest warning flag to know you have a advanced reader copy.
This is not the final version of the book. Sometimes there are changes made in the text, as you mentioned, in the cover. So it's not intended to be sold or shared.
No, and actually there's a warning on the back that says if someone like you or I were to quote this advanced reviewer copy, we should check with the publisher first and check against the finished book before we quote it.
Okay, we won't be doing any quotes then here today. Well, part of the complaint here is that there are many more ARCs floating around than there used to be. Their publishers are now servicing a huge population of online reviewers and bloggers. Jason, do we have any read at all about how many ARCs and review copies publishers send out?
It's funny you should ask me that, because actually before I was a publishing blogger, before I worked as in Media Bistro, I was a temp, almost starving to death in New York City, and I got a job working as a temp for one of the big six publishers, actually, for a brief period, helping them stuff mailing envelopes for these advanced reader copies. And we had an entire spreadsheet that we would go through. We'd find the bloggers that we thought might be interested in it, and they would just mail these out to bloggers all around the place. We had boxes of books that we would fill.
Well, you've come a long way, and we're glad to hear that. But, you know, you've hit on something. You're talking about them being pretty judicious about sending books out. I have to tell you, we get loads of them, stacks of books in general, sometimes four or five hardcover copies, even for a staff of three, which may be part of the problem. And your website, Gallycat, posted an objection by this woman, Elizabeth Fama. How do you pronounce it?
Fama.
She's author of a young adult book, Overboard, and a forthcoming book called Monstrous Beauty. Now, what are Elizabeth's complaints?
Well, she was really concerned that readers would be seeing this unfinished copy of her book kind of before the clay had totally baked. And she said there's something kind of embarrassing about having someone see your book with typos and mistakes that could influence the way you read the book. And she just said she wanted them destroyed. She didn't want your average reader to be able to see that. She wanted that to be limited to the people like you or I that would just read that for review purposes before everybody else.
Is that possible for these to be destroyed or pulped? I mean, what happens to ARCs after reviewers are finished with them? What do you do with yours, for example?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I ask my fellow reviewers that all the time. Some people end up, you see them floating around used bookshops, so some people are selling them back. Myself, what I do, I take them to my local library and just donate them there. I used to take huge boxes. Like, I used to have to call a car at Media Bistro and take the car to Housing Works Bookstore, which is a nonprofit store that I wouldn't get any money for it, but I would donate them, and it would help fight homelessness and AIDS outreach in New York City. So I was able to support that way.
Right. So with here, the staff takes them, volunteers take them, we make donations. I once actually sold a bunch at a yard sale to help buy a motorcycle for a radio station in Sierra Leone.
I think that's great.
Well, it went to good use, but this is exactly Elizabeth Fama's problem. She doesn't want to see them ending up in used bookstores or library shelves. So we wanted to get another author perspective on the issue of advanced reader copies. Megan Abbott is the author of The End of Every everything in the forthcoming book, Dare Me. Here's what she had to say.
You know, for most of us authors who, you know, are not Stephen King, you know, we need people to talk about the book in advance. We need booksellers to read it early. It definitely needs to occur. I too have seen my ARCs in all number of places and on eBay, even before I've received my own copies. There's only so much you can control it. And I just can't imagine now with how competitive and how complicated the publishing industry is, not being able to rely on them to build some advance attention. We're all desperate for shelf space in stores and for attention in the media. And if word doesn't get out there early, it just isn't going to happen and your book will be gone before you know it.
What do you think, Jason? It's been on your blog. It's been on Twitter, discussed by a lot of people inside the publishing industry. Is it just, you know, you have to put up with finding these in libraries if you want to get the book out there?
Yeah, I would encourage writers. Personally, I am encouraging writers. I think it's my personal opinion that they should get to libraries and they should be able to find readers past this review period. I mean, this book is printed at an expense. This book is mailed at an expense to the publisher. And I feel sad whenever a book is destroyed before its time, even if that book is kind of an unfinished copy. So I would urge writers to do that. And on the other side of that, I think there's some new methods for distributing these books digitally to reviewers. And I would encourage people to look at things like NetGalley, which are great ways of getting a digital copy. That's what I'm encouraging publishers to use for Gallicat now.
You know, we can't have you on the line without actually asking you about some of the books on Gallicat. In fact, you've got the lead story today, free samples of the 2012 Man Booker Prize long list. So how do you get in touch with something like that? They just distribute copies?
Oh, no. Actually, I could go to the publishers and ask for copies of these specific books, but for the free samples that I show our readers, I just go to the publishers' websites, to newspaper sites. If you look around, you can find short excerpts are printed for almost every single book now. It's kind of common practice online, so I love aggregating that material for our readers so they can just do simple clicks and sample these books for themselves. And it's another alternative to the ARCs as well.
I understand, Jason, we have just a minute left today, or maybe tomorrow. You're going to be heading to the Romance Writers of America conference in Anaheim, California. First of all, watch out for the riots going on in Anaheim. But what's the crowd like at a romance novel convention?
Oh, man, it is a booming economy right now. We have a self-published bestsellers list that we've been starting to track on Gallicat, and almost all 10 of the books in our top list are romance books. They're just selling like crazy right now. And it's really driving a lot of digital sales. They're having a real renaissance right now, I think. And so I'm really excited to go see what authors on the ground are saying.
What do you think with the 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon? Are they getting even a little racier?
Oh, absolutely. Out of the 10 books last week, 4 of them were erotica titles, pretty much patterned after 50 Shades of Grey. So she has left quite a footprint on the publishing industry, and I think we'll be seeing that for many, many months to come.
Or some kind of print. Thanks so much for joining us, Jason.
Thanks.
Jason Bogue, editor of the publishing website Gallicat. You can find a link to his reposting of Elizabeth Fama's campaign against ARCs and so much more, including a great link where you identify your favorite book with a twist. That's at Gallicat. And we have a link to that at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, coming up, an atrocity brushed over in history books. We're going to hear about the forced expulsion of German-speaking people from Eastern Europe. Now, this is after World War II. Many imprisoned by the Allies in the same camps, liberated by them. We're going to hear about the other horror of mid-century Europe when Word of Mouth continues. Please stay with us.